It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning. This is Todd Griffin, and joined on the show today to start things off, we're going to talk Caldwell County track with Caldwell County coach Steve Shaw. And coach, welcome back to the show. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us back on. And yeah, a lot going on. Big day today.
Yeah, first home track meet in over a decade.
Yeah, so if you know everybody out there listening, if you got some free time, hopefully the weather's going to hold out for us, and would love to see lots of people coming out. This first track meet, there's not going to be any admissions, so don't let that be an excuse for you not to come out and see and support what we're going to do, and get a chance to see, you know, the new track, see the kids out there. We've got a good sized team this year. We're right at about 60 kids, lots of teams coming, so there's going to be lots of action. Should be some really good races from the times I'm seeing and kind of comparing as I'm putting the meet together. You know, Hopkins County Central's coming, Muhlenberg County's coming, McLean County's going to be here, Dawson Springs going to be here. So we're going to have a full meet, full day. Hopefully I've got everything lined up. This first meet is a lot of stress and a lot of work for me. It's the first time I've had to put a track meet together. And so there's quite a bit to it. But, you know, my assistant coaches have been, and you know, working hard, Coach White, Coach Goodwin, Coach Clark, you know, everybody at the school that's been kind of pitching in and helping out. My parents have been doing, you know, an amazing job helping out here and there. And so other than a few things that I've got to line up that are really important things, like our timing system, I think we've got just about everything ready to go.
Well, talk about some of the improvements that have been made at Tiger Stadium, because obviously the new track surface that was put in last summer is the reason you guys can have home meets again.
Yeah, the surface we had last year was just, you know, you just could not have a meet on it, and really practicing on it was, it could be challenging, but, you know, that's just a testament to how you know, dedicated these kids were to being good, was that they didn't look at where we were equipment-wise. They just knew they wanted to be good. They wanted to work hard. And, you know, they're so good about working together and being encouraging. It's a great thing for me just to be around and to see it. And I kid with a lot of people. I say, you know, it's kind of this family atmosphere. And, yeah, sometimes we fight, but family does that. But, when you know, when it comes to it, you know, they got each other. And, you know, they have expectations for each other, and they kind of hold each other to that. And it makes coaching for us a lot of times a lot easier. And so equipment-wise, you know, we had to fix the track first. That's the most obvious. But we've got it lined out. We've got it marked. You know, the folks that came in and put it down for us did an amazing job. The lines on it, it's marked for, you know, it's marked like a college or international. And so, which is fine for high school. You just don't normally see it. So I had to walk it a couple times just to make sure I knew what line was what and where exactly everything was. But once we got that, I kind of got it figured out. You know, it's really nice. You know, they redid the long jump runway. We've redone the long jump pit since I've been here. We added a new high jump pit. We're working towards improving the discus net. That's kind of a big item down the road. Hurdles is kind of another big item down the road that I need to work on. But all in all this year, you know, we've done so much. You know, we've got Kendall Mahaffey on our team, who is what they refer to as an adapted athlete. She's a wheelchair athlete. And so they are she had to have a special wheelchair just for racing, which was something I didn't know anything about. But, you know, we got lucky. I know I reached out to a couple people, and the Elks were really generous, and the Kiwanis Club help donate the money to, you know, help us get that. Because, you know, you're talking about a $3,500 piece of equipment. Yeah. And so that's not something a lot of parents just have. you know, most of us are working pretty hard just to get through the day, not to get a, you know, $3,500 wheelchair just to participate in track. But, you know, she's going to be one of the few wheelchair athletes in the state. And, you know, I've talked to her about it. And, you know, she's a little nervous, and you'd expect that out of an eighth grader. And, but I told her, I said, you know, a lot of times you're not going to be able to race. You know, there's not going to be somebody there. But, you know, we're going to look at, hey, just, you know, focus on the finish line. And think of the way the, you know, the people you might inspire just by being out there and the work you do every day. And so we had to add that. Then, you know, we've added shot puts. We've added discus. We've added, you know, new batons. We've added blocks. We really kind of had to build this program up almost from scratch. You know, and it's easy to understand why the school didn't invest that much in the team because there just wasn't a lot of participation. And so it wasn't that they didn't care about the track team or the way that we represented the school. It was just, you know, the level of interest wasn't there. When you have 10 or 12 people, it's hard to justify a $320,000 track. It's hard to justify a $7,000 high jump pit. You know, $1,500 on blocks.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's been a lot that we've poured into it, and a lot of it's come through donations and the community. You know, it's one of the reasons why I tell people why I stay over here. It's like, why do you drive from Paducah every day? I say, because the way this community, you know, kind of rallies around these kids, and, you know, everybody's always been so nice to me. It's like, why would I want to be anywhere else?
Well, we talked back when we were going to get the new track, how much better it make the entire stadium and the entire campus look, and it does. I mean, the first thing when you walk in the stadium now, you're like, wow, look at the track.
Yeah, it's hard to miss the blue. And that was I was okay with it. I was a little surprised when, Superintendent Roach said, yeah, that's what we're going to do. I was like, cool, you know, that's going to be awesome. And then we went with the gold lines, and it looks just fantastic. Originally, when they put it down, if you kind of looked at it from the top of the stadium, I was joking with, you know, Coach Riley and, you know, some of the administration said, it looked like we built a moat around the football field. So,
well, you talked about participation there a little bit, and when we took photos today of the track athletes the other day, what was it, 60?
Yeah, we're right at 60.
Yeah.
So a few more guys. I need to get some more girls out. Some, you know, I'll get some. I generally get girls a little bit later. You know, we've got middle school soccer is right now as well. And so I tell my middle school kids, they're like, well, you know, I'm thinking about doing track. I'm thinking about doing soccer. And I tell them, I say, look, go do soccer. You know, I really encourage my athletes to be multi-sport athletes because beyond high school, that is really what a lot of coaches look for. And, you know, the research just shows that, you know, multi-sport athletes – tend to be better athletes. If you look at the NFL draft last year, I think it was 64% of the guys that got drafted were ran track in high school, and it's like 88% participated in more than one sport in high school.
Well, and if you someone who plays fall sports or winter sports, track is a good way to keep in shape during the spring and get ready for the next season.
It is. You know, if you're football, basketball, you know, the wrestling team, any of those sports, volleyball, you know, it's a break. It's a mental break for an athlete, and it's a physical break. Because really, track, and this is what makes sometimes recruiting for track challenging, is really my sport's kind of the worst part of everybody else's sport. It's mostly conditioning. And so really, if you want to be on the track team, you've got to be a person who wants to compete. Like, you just got to have that itch to compete at something. And then, you know, it benefits everybody. You know, football players, I'm going to send them back faster. My whole job is to teach speed. And, you know, the coaches up there know that, and so they encourage guys to come out, and that helps me. And it, you know, it only helps them in the end. And you know, for basketball, they're going to get their conditioning in, but they're going to be off of that court that's going to give their knees a break. You know, you talk to an old basketball player, that's the first thing you start talking about is their knees and what from. Well, pounding on that floor.
Yeah. What time are you guys getting started today? Because we're trying to beat the rain a little bit, right?
We're trying. One team, McLean County, is coming down, and it's a little bit of a drive for them. And so I always kind of – Coach Morris has always been really kind to us about coming up there. Usually he schedules a Friday meet where you kind of go up there. And so this first meet is an invitation only. And I brought in teams too that have always just kind of been really nice to us these past few years while we've been kind of looking for a home. And so we're going to kick off about 4:30 with the field events. So, you know, shot put, discus down below the stadium behind the field house, and then on the field – we'll have long jump and triple or high jump starting, and then about 5 o'clock or about 15, 20 minutes after McLean County gets here, so we can give them a chance to settle and get warmed up. We'll kick off. You know, we'll have that first event. You know, like you said, in 11 years,
yeah,
the first time we're going to be on a track at home. Hopefully, about 5 o'clock, we're going to kick that off, and we'll get going with the 4x8 relay.
Okay, so first home track meet today out at Tiger Stadium. We're talking with Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw. We need to get to a timeout here on the show, but We'll come back and have more right after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Life is busy. We get it. That's why at First Southern National Bank, we are launching a new experience for customers. Our drive-thrus are being replaced with full access banking lanes that utilize new technology to give you greater convenience. You can now do almost everything you could do inside the bank or at the ATM, all from your car. Tellers are available via video to assist you if needed, and bank services now have extended hours. Learn more at fsnb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to ProShops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Trice-Hughes Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Trice-Hughes in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
Hi, this is Jim Lancaster with H&R AgriPower. Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance match attachments. Right now, put zero down and get 0% APR for up to 72 months, plus save up to $800 on select equipment. Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
H&R AgriPower is your Kubota dealer for sales, service, and parts. Located at 4900 Eagle Way in Hopkinsville.
Come by the Joint in Eddyville for mouth-watering smoked meats and flavorful sides, now with a brand new look. They've remodeled the interior to give you an even better experience and can't wait for you to see it. Stop by Tuesday through Sunday and enjoy the same great food and service you have grown accustomed to. Find the Joint online for more information and to book their catering services. The Joint is the perfect spot for a quick lunch or a fun night out. Come see for yourself. They can't wait to serve you.
At Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky, you're treated like family. Because to them, family is everything. Johnson's has the reputation of helping customers with brands you can count on, like GE Appliances. Shop their selection of GE Appliances with premium finishes and features that make household chores easier, giving you time to do what matters. Bring home the long-lasting quality of GE Appliances today. Trust Johnson's for furniture, bedding, and appliances. Because you're like family, and family is everything.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. We appreciate you joining us this morning. Kaw-Hoo County track coach Steve Shaw is in the studio with us. And as we mentioned, the first home track meet in over a decade coming up today at Tiger Stadium. From a coverage standpoint, I'm loving it because, you know, it's a home meet. We get to play at home, so it's always big.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're going to be there, so I'm sure it's going to rain.
Well, at least it's not going to be 30 degrees. So.
No.
I did that to the softball team earlier this week.
I joke with Todd. It's like every time he shows up at one of our meets somewhere, it rains. And so
or it's cold, or it snows.
Yeah. So he's the worst weatherman ever to have with us. But it looks like it's going to hold off for us. It's going to be cloudy today. But I've been watching the weather pretty tight. I moved the meet up. It was supposed to be tomorrow, and I'm glad I did that. And, you know, we really want to get this in and you know, put a good show on for everybody and, you know, hopefully have a little patience. Like I said, this is kind of my first time doing this. If I can get through it just in order and fairly smoothly, I'm going to be really happy. The nice thing about these track meets is a lot of times you don't have an official at these local meets. It's a little different. You're thinking, well, don't you have to have a ref at everything? Well, one, there just isn't enough refs. And I ref football, and I can speak to a lot of sports where that's the problem. But for track, you know, we have with us, it's really nice because we have the timing system now. And that was one of the big things I really wanted us to have. It was one thing for us to have a track as nice as it is to get the people come here. But if I had a bunch of people standing at the finish line with a bunch of stopwatches, you're just not going to attract the teams to come. You know, you're going to get, you know, some of the local teams and, you know, people we're on good relations with. But, you know, some of the bigger teams and teams that are going to travel a little bit, they're just not going to go to a meet where there's not some kind of system there in place. And really, that's kind of the judge. The laser timing system that we have, you know, we went out, I solicited donations, and we got most of it paid for. Thankfully, you know, McDonald's is coming through for us, and Planters Bank and Elks Club, you know, have come through to really help us with that because, you know, that's a $12,000 purchase. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing about it is the system that I got, one, the camera, it takes a picture of everybody coming across as they come across. There's no doubt about who finishes where. You can't be guessing, well, I think this person leaned or that person leaned. Like, it's on camera. And the camera that we have is it's a laser set, and it fires off at 2,000 frames per second. So it's not missing anything.
Yeah.
And it starts, the electronic starting system that we got to go with it, when it goes off, the timer starts. When they cross a line, it captures that time. And so that really is your judge. And, you know, a lot of these meets, because we don't have officials, other coaches are going to help out, and they will jump in, and they may be the judge for an event. You know, Coach Goodwin is going to take care of long jump, triple jump for us today, so I've got that one covered. And then, you know, Coach Clark is going to be down there at shot put and discus, so she'll take one, and then one of the other coaches will help out. The coach from McLean County, Coach Morris, you know, is a super, super nice guy. I can't say enough good things about him. He's going to come and be our starter for us today, which is nice. You know, and it's kind of a little bit of a sacrifice because you're giving up being able to work with your team, be with your team, and that's going to be a challenge for me because most likely I'm going to be on the timing system, and I'm not going to be able to walk around and monitor my athletes like I normally would, making sure they're getting where they need to be, talking to them about what they just did. And so there's some pluses and minuses there. You know, as a football coach, basketball, you're right there. You can pull that athlete right to the side and say, hey, here's what you were doing wrong. Here's where we need to fix this, or what are you seeing? But today, yeah, it's going to be that's going to be probably the most stressful thing, is not being able to interact with my kids after. But, you know, it's part of it. But, you know, everybody kind of chips in, and it's this track meet is a very different thing because the kids are right there. They tend to interact. They kind of build these friendships, and they talk to each other, and it's
– they kind of pull for one another. I've noticed that when you go to a track meet, especially the field events, I mean, people are pulling for other people to do well, even if they're not necessarily on your team sometimes.
Our team is really notorious for this around the region, that they will – a lot of times in races, especially the longer races in the smaller meets, you know, as a coach, you're trying to get everybody in. You know, everybody's showing up. Everybody's working hard at practice. You want everybody to have that opportunity to compete. And sometimes you may have somebody into something, especially like a longer distance race, where they're going to be noticeably behind. And a lot of times you will see other teams will be milling around doing other things, but you know, you'll see our team kind of at the line, on the sidelines, the bleachers right there, cheering for, you know, other teams and, you know, and encouraging them. And that's you know, just as a coach, for me personally, that just is one of the best things about our team. I love that we've grown into a successful program, one of the top programs in 2A in our region. We're a top 20 team in the state in 2A now, boys and girls. And, you know, regionally, we've really grown. And there's some solid teams. You know, you got Marshall and Tillman and McCracken and Murray and, you know, Hopkinsville. You know, there's a lot of really good teams out there that we have to compete with.
Do we know yet where the 2A regional meet is going to be this year?
We're going to go to Callaway County this year. So they've put in for it a couple times. We've been at Tillman the past. Well, we've been there every year since I've been here. So 4 years we've been at Tillman. This year we're going down to Callaway. Coach Wicker down there does a fantastic job with his program and their track. And, you know, I've been down there a couple times the past few years just for football. So I know the track's in good shape.
Yeah.
And so that one's May. I think we're moving it to the 22nd. Originally it's going to be the 23rd, but looks like they're moving it to the 22nd to kind of accommodate everybody's graduations.
Okay.
Right around that time.
We talked about the first home meet here in over a decade coming up today, but you've actually got several home meets this season.
We're gonna do three this year. We decided not to get too aggressive with it until we make sure we have everything lined up. We're gonna do. We're having our invitational. I kind of limited it. Well, I thought I did, and you know, wound up everybody brought a lot more than I was expecting. But that's a good thing for track in field to know that, you know, there's lots of people participating at lots of schools. And then we've got one coming up May 2nd, which is going to be our co-ed meet. Watching a lot of international Olympic racing, you start to see the co-ed races are becoming more and more. And that's not where you're racing like 100 meters, men and women. It's the relays. And generally, International, they will allow you to kind of set it up however you want to. So if you want to go two men, two women, if you want to mix, you want to go boy, girl, we're seeing that. So we thought, you know, hey, let's have one and just have some fun. It's kind of a middle of the week meet. It's, you know, about a month before regionals, just to give the kids kind of a mental break. We kind of played around with it last year at practice a little bit, and the kids had fun with it. And so I threw it out there, and, you know, we've got several teams coming to that. And then we've got a Saturday meet coming up on May 13th, which will be kind of our big meet. And there's teams coming from all over to that one. I think we're at about 10 teams right now. So that's going to bring a lot of people to the community. And that kind of goes back to that, to the laser system. You know, it's because we have that system, we have this track, we're going to bring people in, and they're not just going to come to Caldwell County High School, run, and go home, right? They're going to go out and get some lunch, they're going to get some dinner, they're going to stop some places while they're here in town. So we're going to bring, you know, a bunch of people. If there's 10 teams, they have, you know, I've got 60 athletes, and we're a small school. And if, you know, everybody brings 50, that's 500 kids,
yeah,
plus staff, plus parents. You're probably bringing 1,000 people to town.
It's a pretty big deal.
So, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be more nervous for that one or this one. I think this one, I'm hoping this one, because I slept about 3 hours last night thinking about all the stuff I still need to do.
Well, it's going to be fun to have a home meet today. Good luck to you guys, and we'll see you out there. And hopefully the rain stays away long enough that we're all good.
Yeah, always appreciate you having us on. I hope everybody, you know, in the community gets a chance to come out, see something different, right? Come out, and, you know, we always get good crowds for football and basketball and stuff like that. I would love to see a lot of people out there for these kids, and see what we can do and see how they represent this community.
Yes, thanks for coming in this morning.
All right, thanks, Todd.
That's Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw. We'll be back with more on the Sideline Report right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
BNC Unique Boutique. Ladies of all ages will enjoy shopping for the latest fashions, clothing, jewelry, shoes, and gifts. BNC Unique Boutique, Princeton and Grand Rivers, Kentucky.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast. A slight chance of showers this afternoon. Partly sunny skies gracing that with a high of 63. That's a welcome 63 at that. South-southwest winds could be as high as 15 to 25 miles an hour. Then tonight, rain is expected around the midnight hour. Thunderstorms also possible, low around 39. Guarantee for precipitation there. Breezy south winds could be as high as 20 to 30 miles an hour. And then on Friday, a 50-50 shot for showers before lunchtime across western Kentucky. Mostly cloudy skies, high of 53, and a west-northwest wind that could be as high as 25 to 30 miles an hour. But back to this afternoon, slight chance of rainfall, partly sunny, 63.
Hi, I'm Rachel Chandler with Farmers Bank. Did you know your money can make more money when you level up to an interest-bearing checking account? Grow your balance at Farmers Bank with our unique Plus checking account featuring a 2.5% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. Unique Plus is a win-win local banking option. Call or visit us today and let our expert bankers show you how to get the most out of your deposits. Farmers Bank. Live unique. Bank unique. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
When you're at the Salvation Army, there is a church literally right across the street. What do I look like not going to church, you know? And volunteering and doing stuff and helping. And they've brought me such a peace and calming, you know. They've helped me in many ways.
Hosting one person, one night at the Hopkinsville Salvation Army, $30. Helping Thomas get back on his feet, priceless. Search Salvation Army Hopkinsville on Facebook.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks to Caldwell County track coach Steve Shaw for dropping by today. Caldwell County hosting a home track meet today out at Tiger Stadium. Coming up a little bit later on today up in Lexington, the Lyon County Lions will be playing in the Sweet 16, taking on Newport. That's at 12:30 Central Time, and we're going to get a live report from Tom Rogers of YourSportsEdge.com and just a little bit from Lexington. First of all, we want you to hear from Lyon County head coach Ryan Perry. He met the media earlier this week on the KHSAA media Zoom call, and here's what the Lyon County skipper had to say about his team's season so far and its matchup today at the state tournament. Again, the Lions take on Newport at 12:30.
Coach Perry, what can you tell us about your team this year?
You know, we got a really exciting team to watch and to coach. The guys they work really hard. They play really, really fast. They play a real fun style of basketball up and down the court. Something we've been working on for a few years, and we've played like that for 7 years, and it's been somewhat successful. So we continue to do it. But we got several guys on the team that are probably going to play college, college basketball at the next level. So, you know, we've got an exciting team for Lyon County, and they're a lot of fun to coach, a lot of fun to watch, a lot of fun to be on the bench with and hang out with.
Larry Vaught with a question.
Hey, Coach, could you just talk about what this year has been like for you with Travis and how you separate the emotions of coach versus dad, maybe during games or after games, both?
Yeah, it's been really fun. It's been really neat. We were able to navigate those boundaries and those lines a long time ago, because I've coached Travis all the way back into to high level AAU basketball. So we were able to navigate those waters and get all that stuff worked out. And it adds pressure to Travis just because of I think at times he feels like he's got to play for himself, and he's got to play for his teammates, and he's really got to play for his coaches, especially when his dad's on the bench. Travis is a pleaser, and he always wants to make everybody happy and make other people look good. And so sometimes he puts a little bit too much pressure on himself just to make sure, that everybody's taken care of. But, it's been really special. It's been really neat. All the attention and stuff surrounding the record and all that kind of stuff this year was kind of really blown up. And, it's been a lot of other stuff to kind of think about and deal with. But, I think our team, and Travis in particular, has done a really good job of handling all that, especially with the recruitment and stuff that he's got going on. He's done a really good job of being able to balance all that. And, I can't say enough good things about our team. We got a team full of unselfish kids, and there's no animosity amongst any of the players. And that's one of the things that make our fans and our community enjoy coming and watching these guys play so much, is because they know, that's how they go about their business. And I think that also has helped a lot with Travis and being able to navigate all that this year. Travis, I know he says in interviews and stuff all the time that he's just worried about winning. He's not really thinking about the points. The points are kind of a byproduct of us being able to win. But that's really the truth with Travis, because I've heard him tell people several times, I've got to go home with the coach at the end of the night, and I have to listen to what he says. And like, Travis really lives that. That's he's not just saying that, he really lives that, because he's a pleaser, and he wants to please people. But sometimes he gets it a little harder than other players do, just because they hold him to such a high standard. But that's not anything that has caught him off guard this year or last year. When we saw the talent and what Travis was capable of years ago, he started kind of getting that kind of treatment. So it's been really good. Actually, it couldn't be any better, to be honest with you. It's been really, really good.
And last year, it seemed like there wasn't anybody left in Lyon County when you all played. Do you anticipate as big a crowd? Because I'm assuming there's no way it could be any bigger than it was last year.
I do. I think so, yeah. They've already closed City Hall down here on Thursday and Friday. But I was telling somebody earlier today that we arrived an hour before tip-off at Madisonville for the regional championship game, and our side of the arena was three-quarters of the way filled already then. It was unbelievable. The following that these guys have from not just Lyon County fans, though, like we have fans from all over that are coming to watch these guys play, that don't have a dog in the fight, just because they enjoy the way that they go about playing the game. They play it a little different than some other teams do, and they play for each other, and it's a fun style of basketball. So I expect that I think that there'll probably be a really good crowd at Rupp watching the Lions play. Or at least I hope so. I think so. Yes.
And Jared Jensen,
Coach, is a school your guys' size, you guys have a chance to play in the All-A. You guys fell short in that earlier this season. Did that loss make your team more hungry, more motivated to make it this far?
Absolutely. No doubt about it. That was a little bit of a scheduling snafu on my part, and I think I probably learned my lesson this year. We scheduled the game with North Laurel on that Saturday at Lexington Catholic, and that game was a pretty big game on our schedule. And, there was a lot of hype around that ball game. And, we were fortunate enough to go up there and play well and win that game. And I think our guys came back home and we quite honestly had a little bit of a letdown. And we played on Tuesday night against University Heights at their place. And the game that was the most important that we should have got up for, we didn't get up for the game that night. We, you know, we got up for the game the previous Saturday night against North Laurel. And so that was on me, but that loss really hurt these guys. Like, that's one thing that I know many of the players on this team have as a goal. They want to win an All-A state championship, and they felt like we had a really, really good shot of doing it this year. And, you know, that performance we put on wasn't great, but University Heights whipped us in every aspect of that game. They deserved to win that basketball game. They were the better team that night, but it hurt our guys. You know, I could tell on the way home and the next day at practice, like, it really hurt a lot. Now, it got the guys' attention, and it got the coaching staff's attention also. And I don't think we've lost since that game. So I think that was a turning point in the season to where, you know, our guys really, you know, they kind of really bought into every night. You got to show up and you got to be ready to go, or it could be at the end. But that was definitely one I've got pegged on the schedule. I think a turning point in our season.
Hey, Coach, it's Evan Dennison here up in Covington. Just as far as Newport, I know you've put a tough schedule this year to get you to this point, but have you seen maybe as dynamic as a team of them, and what separates them from what you've seen so far?
Newport's really good. I've still got a lot more film to watch on them, but that, from, you know, I hadn't seen them play until I started watching film, and they're really, really good. They're really, really good defensively. Probably the best defensive team we've seen all season when we played them on Thursday. But it's, yeah, you're right. Dynamic. I mean, these guys, they make shots, but they create shots for other guys in the half court. They run their sets really, really good. You know, they can block shots. They're fast. They do everything that, you know, you need a team to do to be a great team. They're really, really good. It's going to be a really tough game for us on Thursday. I think it's got the makings to be a really good game, because, you know, we like to score the ball, and they don't want to let us score the ball, because they're averaging giving up 50 or 51 points a game, and we're trying to score, you know, 82, 83, 84 points a game. So something's going to have to give somewhere. But this team, the Newport team's really, really talented. They've got several guys that are going to play college basketball. Their guards are electric and good, fast. They handle the ball well. They make good decisions. And then the size they have and the length is, you know, they're a really good team, and they're a mismatch problem. The team I had last year, I would have felt much better about playing them with that team, with Jackson Shoulders and Nick Whalen and a little bit of the older size to play against those guys. But, yeah, this Newport team's fun. So it's got the makings to be a really good game. We're excited about getting up there and competing with those guys.
Brandon Conley.
Coach, you mentioned how you're a team that plays fast. You're up and down the court. And Newport is the exact opposite. They won their regional championship being in the 40s. How do you prepare for that conflict of styles?
Well, we have a few things that we're gonna attempt to do to speed the pace of the game up to where we like it. If it's not being played fast enough, and you're right, there's no secret they're gonna do the exact opposite of what we do. They're gonna slow the ball down. But, you know, we'll have to do some stuff defensively to try to pick the pace up to get in. You know, I mean, we can play slow down basketball and run sets and all that kind of stuff. It's just, you know, our players and our fans, it's not, you know, we like to play a little bit faster brand of basketball, just because it's more exciting and it's more fun, and, you know, everybody enjoys it more, and we've had success doing it. But, you know, I suspect that they're going to slow the ball down, but we'll defensively do. We got a few things that we're going to do to try to speed the game back up and, you know, kind of get it going at the pace that we want to play at. But that's something that, you know, they're not the first team that has had the idea to slow the ball down against us. We see that quite frequently, because people over the last year or so know that, you know, we have success making the game a track meet, and we got guys that make good decisions when they get behind the defense and things like that. So we're going to continue. We're going to work really hard to be able to play at that pace. But, you know, Newport does a good job of controlling the game. They do a good job of controlling the game on the offensive end. And so that's something that we'll have to, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge for us, but we're working hard on our game plan of how we're going to hopefully be able to play the game the way that we want to play it.
That's Lyon County head coach Ryan Perry. Again, the Lyon County basketball team getting ready to take on Newport today up at the Sweet 16 in Lexington. And we're going to get a live report from Lexington in just a moment. Your SportsEdge.com's Tom Rogers is standing by, and we'll talk to him when we come back on the Sideline Report. Stay with us on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Melissa Wynn, Realtor at Keller Williams Experience Realty, would love to help you with your purchase of a home or help you with listing your property. Call Melissa Wynn at 270-601-1793.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, a 20% chance of showers this afternoon. Partly sunny skies and a high of 63. South-southwest winds will be between 15 and 25 miles an hour at times. Then tonight, a guarantee for precipitation, maybe even a thunderstorm after the midnight hour. Low around 39. Breezy south winds could be as high as 20 to 30 miles an hour. And then on Friday, a 50-50 coin flip for some showers in the area. Mostly cloudy skies and a high of 53. West-northwest winds will be as high as 18 to 25 miles an hour. But back to this afternoon, slight chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny, 63 degrees.
What are we going to do? Doctor, will he be okay?
Unexpected happens. Goodwin Insurance Agency has you covered with auto, home, life, commercial, boat, and RV insurance. That way, when the unexpected happens...
Congratulations! It's a girl!
You're covered.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Hello, this is Brad Harrelson with First Southern National Bank. There is little doubt that many are facing financial hardships in our country today. The statistics can be startling to look at, with as many as 70% of Americans having less than $1,000 saved for emergencies. While it can be easy to point fingers, the truth of the matter is that many folks lack the basic financial knowledge to avoid these pitfalls. To meet this need, First Southern has provided financial literacy resources so that the people of our communities can be better equipped to face the financial challenges life throws their way. We invite you to explore the Financial Literacy Resource Center at FSMB.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for joining us this morning. We're going to check in now with Tom Rogers of YourSportsEdge.com, who is in Lexington. The Sweet 16 continuing today at Rupp Arena. Tom, how are things going there in Lexington this morning?
Well, it's one of those things. I'm glad I'm covering an indoor sport today because it's chilly. But I think everybody's excited for a big day. There's some big matchups today. And I think a lot of attention, if you read a lot of stuff up here, a lot of attention on the Lyon County-Newport game.
Well, and not just Lyon County, but I know Travis Perry closing in on King Kelly Coleman's record, and there are a lot of people interested in that.
And I think part of the thing for Lyon County today is how they handle that. I mean, there's going to be a lot of attention. There's going to be a lot of people there focused and waiting to see that happen today. How they deal with it, whether it happens today or not, is, I think, one of the challenges. But having seen them play over the past, you know, several weeks, I think they'll handle that. I think if it happens today, great. If it doesn't, you know, their big thing is to get to tomorrow.
Lyon County 30-5 on the season. Newport is 28-6. Again, that game's coming up at 12:30 Central Time at Rupp Arena. Lyon County was the second region favorite all year, and so no surprise the Lions are returning to the Sweet 16. But, Tom, Newport was third in the RPI in the ninth region, so a little bit of a surprise that Newport is the opponent for Lyon County today.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought Covington Catholic would be the team coming out of there, and then Cooper took them out, and so Newport got to go through Cooper instead of going through, you know, Covington Catholic, and a couple of other big teams in that region had already been knocked out. So, you know, Newport a little bit of a surprise. They're sort of the anti-Lyon County as it comes in terms of tempo. So we'll see. That's going to be the thing today, is to see who gets their will exerted, whether the Lions get Newport to pick it up or whether Newport gets Lyon to play slower.
Yeah, interesting to hear Coach Ryan Perry's comments just a few moments ago when he talked to the media earlier this week, talked about how Lyon County, you know, we see the Lions release people on shots so that they want to get the ball and throw it down the court and put points on the board, but Newport has been really good on the defensive end this season, so it will be interesting to see which side kind of forces their tempo today.
Yeah, and, you know, I've read a lot up here last night and this morning. They talk about the big three. Here's the game that you wonder how much impact Braden Nelson has. Becoming eligible just in the middle of the district tournament, and nobody up here has had really a chance to see them play much with Braden Nelson in the lineup. Is this the game where he can surprise somebody and be a bigger factor and help them get through?
Yeah, how important is it for Lyon County, for all that experience they got last year, to go into this year's game? You know, last year was a bit of an unknown for Lyon County at the state tournament, but this year you have to feel like the guys are going to be a little more comfortable, don't you?
Yeah, and I mean, they really, you look back at those games, they didn't look uncomfortable then. Now it was a new experience, the first time in 70 years, but you get the feeling talking to the guys, they expected to be here. They don't want to just go two games. You know, they got the experience of winning a state tournament game last year, nearly took out Covenant Catholic in the second round. You really get the feeling their mission is to be playing on Saturday this time.
Has there been any talk about what will happen if and when Travis Perry gets to the record? Because that is such a monumental career scoring record for the state of Kentucky. You have to feel like they'll stop the game at some point and make some kind of announcement when he gets his 21st point, if he gets there today.
The question is, will they do it then, or will they wait till the game's over? You know, and the situation is, if the game comes down, if it's in the final 2 minutes of the game when he does it, it's a one-point ball game. I don't think they stop it. The Lyon County game being the second game of the morning session, if the KHSAA wants to do something big about it, then I could see them waiting till after the game and doing it then, because they're in no rush. The next game's not for like 3 hours. So if they're going to do something big, I expect it to be something maybe after the game is over.
When you look at the bracket, Lyon County is kind of in the bottom part of the draw, which they have a nice game time today at 12:30 Central Time. But if they advance, they're going to have to end up playing maybe late Friday night. And then, of course, you got two games on Saturday then if you keep moving on.
You know, and people talk about the Saturday situation, which is they had in effect a long time ago. They stopped it for a while. Coming out of COVID, they brought it back. The situation, though, was earlier in the history of the KHSAA Sweet 16, when you played two games on Saturday, they were earlier in the day. They were Saturday morning games, and you had a longer time off. If Lyon County reaches the semifinal, it's not till like 1 o'clock on Saturday. Then if you have to turn around and play the final, it's at 7. Well, you just got done playing at 3 or 3:30.
Yeah.
So they really squeezed Saturday down.
And not to mention, you've just played Friday night, so you're almost looking at a situation there where you're going to play three games in about 24 hours if you want to try to claim the championship.
Yeah, and you know, I think those times where Lyon got tired around Christmas maybe a little bit, that pays off for them now. Those tournaments they played at King of the Bluegrass and at Lexington Catholic, now's when that type of thing pays off for you, where you play boom, 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 back to back to back.
Yeah, I think Lyon kind of legitimized itself if it needed to be legitimized in the regional tournament, because I thought Hopkinsville played outstanding in the regional championship game, had a lead early, but Lyon County was able to weather that and still kind of forced their will late and win that second straight regional championship.
Yeah, I think we've all on Sports Edge sit around and talked about, none of us thought Hoptown could play any better. We thought Hoptown played the absolute best game they could play that night, and it still wasn't enough. And so I think Lyon carries that attitude and that performance up here, and you look at the teams up here, there's not anybody up here they can't play with this year. There's nobody here that they can't play with.
Yeah, I think the KHSAA is probably pretty happy to have Lyon County, because with Travis Perry going after that record, like we've mentioned, and, you know, Lions have the small school story going again, that's going to probably draw a lot of fans to Rupp Arena, and that will make the KHSAA very happy.
Yeah, and the talk up here is all this. If Travis gets through, and then what if North Laurel can beat GRC? You have Travis Perry, Reed Shepherd tomorrow night, and UK got the 6 o'clock draw, so it would be late in the UK game or even after the UK game before Travis and Reed would get to play tomorrow night, and you can imagine what kind of crowd that one might draw.
Yeah, that'll be a big crowd there, and of course, Lyon County needs to get by Newport first, and the thing about the Sweet 16, you just never know how that thing's going to shake out. We saw two Western Kentucky teams get sent home yesterday, so right now, Warren Central and Lyon County kind of carrying the banner for Western Kentucky.
You know, one thing that caught me and it hit me this morning, the parallels for this Lyon County basketball team and the baseball team of a couple of years ago. That was a baseball team that thought they would roll through the All-A and get a chance to go deep in the state tournament. Got upended by UHA at UHA, didn't get to All-A state baseball, but then made it to the Final Four in base and made it to the KHSAA Final Four. bring forward to this basketball team. Everybody thought they would roll through the All-A, got beat by UHA at UHA in the opening round of the All-A, and now here they are with a chance to play for a state title. It's, you know, the parallels are just amazing between those two teams.
Going to be interesting again to see today's game, Lyon County and Newport. Again, the Lions at 30-5 on the season. Newport's 28-6. And we mentioned earlier that Newport was actually third in its region in the RPI. But, Tom, by the time you get to the state tournament, if you've gone through regional action and all those things, everybody's on a bit of a roll now, or they wouldn't still be playing.
Yeah, I mean, you've won at least, you know, well, you had to win at least three out of the region. You might have lost in your district final, but you had to get on a roll and win three games in your region. You come in feeling good about yourself, and, you know, everybody thinks they've got a chance once they get up here. And, you know, we look back over the years, and there have been some monumental upsets, some great runs, and it'll be interesting to see. Can Lyon County make the run to possibly be the first small school, truly small public school in a long time to win a title?
What was the last one? Edmondson County, is that right?
I guess you would have to call Edmondson County, and if you look at what they play now, they play 3A football.
So. Yeah. What was that, 1975, 6, 7?
That 70, I think it was 76 or whatever.
Yeah.
That was the game that kept Kentucky from going classified.
Yeah, that was a big deal back then, and it's been a while, but, you know, the interesting thing, when you look at the lineup this year in the Sweet 16, no private schools. When's the last time that happened?
That has been a long, long time. But, you know, hey, here we are, 16 public schools. If you look at the way the bracket is shaking out now, Lyon County, if they get there to the final on Saturday night, will have earned their way, because this bottom bracket, which looked like it might be a little softer than the upper, now looks harder than the upper part.
Well, and we'll have you and Scott Brown up there covering things for us for yoursportsedge.com. So lots of coverage coming over at YSE later on today and throughout the rest of the week.
Yeah, hopefully till Saturday night.
All right, Tom, we appreciate the update. Good luck to you guys up there in Lexington today.
All right, thanks, Todd.
That's Tom Rogers of yoursportsedge.com. Again, Lyon County and Newport going at it. 12:30 Central Time is game time today at the Boys State Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena in Lexington. Here locally, it's a busy sports schedule for Caldwell County today. We had track coach Steve Shaw on the show earlier this morning, and the Caldwell County track team with its first home meet in over a decade today. Going to start things about 4:30 out at Tiger Stadium. As he said, no admission charge today, so get out and check out the track program. And while you're on the campus out there, the Caldwell County tennis teams are also scheduled to play at home today. The Lady Tigers and Tigers opening the tennis season at home against Webster County at the CCHS tennis courts. Caldwell County baseball has a home game today against Union County at the VFW ballpark. Lady Tigers softball on the road today. They'll go over to the Trigg Recreation Complex to play the Trigg County Lady Wildcats. So, lots of sports action going on. To keep up with everything, as always, be sure to head over to yoursportsedge.com and listen right here on WPKY as well. That's going to wrap us up for this edition of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and yoursportsedge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY. WPKY.